A problem for children who are diagnosed with cancer in Wyoming is finding local care. Treatment typically requires long drives to cities, but Wyoming's Comprehensive Cancer Control Program is trying to change that. The program has hired an oncologist who specializes in pediatric care to come to Casper once a month to treat children. Plans are underway to get more doctors involved in the effort. The pediatric oncologist is Dr. John Van Doornik, who joined me at the state capitol earlier this week to discuss the program.
If you're a child and you're diagnosed with cancer in the state of Wyoming, one of the challenges is that there is not a specialized cancer center in the state of Wyoming, and therefore, in addition to dealing with the diagnosis and the emotional difficulties involved, the family has to relocate, usually to Denver, to a specialized center where cancer care can be provided.
And this could be no matter where they are in the state. I mean, they may have to go quite a distance.
That's right. For example, many of the patients that I see at the Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children, some of them are from Casper, and that's 277 miles one way, 554 miles round trip. And so it's a considerable distance.
So tell me about this effort to maybe address that.
Well, the Wyoming Comprehensive Cancer Control Consortium, since its inception in about 2005, has identified as one of its initiatives finding a pediatric oncology provider to come to the state to provide certain services which would mitigate some of the burden of travel for the families. And additionally, I, since practicing in Denver, have acquired many patients from Wyoming and have noticed how far they need to come for sometimes routine follow-up care. And so I have wanted to come up here to Wyoming, and the WCCC has wanted a pediatric provider up here in Wyoming, and I've been very happy to accept their invitation to come up here and have clinics. And so what we're doing is we're having monthly clinics, and at that clinic I come up and I see many of our patients in routine follow-up care. Additionally, we provide consultative services for physicians in the area, and we're integrating our into certain psychosocial and community support networks to foster the ancillary needs of a child and their family who's been diagnosed with cancer.
Can you get other docs to help you with this? And, you know, obviously you're going to need someone like you for some of the specialty care, but for follow-up care and that sort of thing, are you able to form, I guess, a working group or something like that?
Absolutely, and that is one of the, I think, visions of the WCCCC, and that is empowering local physicians in two ways. One is that we are working with adult oncologists who are willing to give routine chemotherapeutic infusions that can safely be done here in Wyoming, and ameliorating the need for the children to come to Denver for certain treatments. Second, in follow-up, there are many issues associated with pediatric oncology survivorship. There are physical tolls that are taken on the body. There are psychological tolls. And so we are empowering local physicians and mental health experts through education so that they can take on some of the role of follow-up care and social support, which up to this point has mostly been provided at the specialty centers in Denver.
Can you talk a little bit about the Cancer Consortium and your impressions? We've talked with them in the past, but I'm just kind of curious as an outsider what you've thought of them.
I'm very, very impressed. This organization, I would say, dates back to about 2004. At that point, the CDC had a very ambitious national agenda to have a cancer control coalition in every state. The application on behalf of Wyoming was submitted by a small group of people who became the WCCCC, and since that time, they have started on a limited budget of $260,000 a year, have started a very ambitious program, and some of the sub-aims involve pediatric cancer. What has been accomplished on a limited budget in a short amount of time is very impressive, and one of the most impressive things is that it's been a very grassroots effort by people who are passionate about the cause. Specific accomplishments include data resource gathering of number of diagnoses, what was diagnosed, where and when in the state of Wyoming to help paint a picture, a numerical picture of the problem of pediatric cancers in Wyoming. And this is a first and essential and hard step which was done. Second was compiling a database of every family and child who was diagnosed with cancer in the state of Wyoming so that when there was pertinent information, any resource that was available that would be important to these people, that it could be quickly and efficiently distributed to them. The WCCCC has also identified that there are specific psychological needs of patients who have battled cancer in childhood and who are now in the survivorship phase or who are still battling the cancer.
Dr. Van Dornick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Those who want more information can contact the State Comprehensive Cancer Control Program through the Wyoming Department of Health.